custom activators, clarity, or how to get out of your rut. The thought of getting out of this hole. The though of getting out of this interminable rut. The thought of stopping going around in circles, doing the same thing over and over again, is positively thrilling, a student in the Soul Correction Workshop. We had our first session of the Soul Correction Workshop yesterday. Then I got off the call. And only then I realized that I didn't record it correctly. The audio settings were off, and I didn't record the sound. I was bummed out. I was beating myself up. Especially because I had, earlier, distinguished that. What keeps me from winning in life is a habit. I can describe better by telling you what I don't do. I don't look before I leap. Not checking if the audio settings were correct is one symptom, one expression of this issue. I am working on this new thing, custom activators, and the custom activator I am creating for myself is going to be the first of its kind. Until this moment, I've thought it was going to be called Look Before You Leap. But because I wasn't quite sure, I was letting it gather some energy by itself. By the way, I do that a lot. Until I am clear, I let things sit. I allow the answers to come to me, and they do. The problem is, most things don't offer the luxury of time. No time to wait for answers. I need to act. In these instances, I act hastily. I just jump into the deep end, without looking if there is any water in the pool. And then lick my wounds. In the Soul Correction Workshop, we identified that just catching the behavior will give us a great story to tell. But that is not the goal. The goal is to reduce the frequency of the soul correction's effect on our life. Catching the behavior is great, but unless you can alter the behavior, no change will happen. What we need to catch first is the trigger. The trigger can be a situation, an emotion, a feeling, or a thought. I, so far, have managed to catch the emotion, impatience, and a fragment of the thought, I'll figure it out later. But later comes too late. I get myself in a mess, and that's the end of it. I wasted my time, I produced no result, bad result, or even harmful result. So I started to experiment. As I habitually do, I used FreeCell to experiment. It's a great experimentation tool. In 2 minutes you can mess up royally, or win. While I played, I observed my emotional, mental state. This is what I saw, the moment I got clear about what I needed to do, a strategy, I could do it. But normally I have no strategy, no short-term goals, no plan, no nothing, I just push the cards around and hope. I have previously shared this. If I spend a minute or two looking through the cards, looking if there are any sticky points, if there are any easy paths, then I can be 100% sure that I can win. This means that when I have an idea of what's going on, there are hardly any things I can't figure out. But, of course, impatience interferes with this strategy. I've already started to play, without looking, without knowing what's going on. I am in the middle of it, and it doesn't look good. So, I tested what happens if I take that minute of reflection in the middle. I saw that if I stop and do what I missed, the looking, then I have a 90 to 95% chance for success. Not 100%, but a whole lot more than the losing I was heading towards. But today, now, I had never done that. I had been just trudging along, hoping for the best. Which means that a big chunk of success has been totally missing for me. To get clear on what I intend to do, what I need to do, before I start, or at any point. I know that this is success 101, but this is the first time I actually distinguished it for myself. This is my chance to turn it from tree of knowledge to tree of life, from a good idea to something I have experienced, tested, and saw working. I still have to do a lot of looking. Because there is a first trigger before the trigger. And I am not clear yet what it is. But I am starting to see something. This one custom activator is what I've been praying for all my life. And it is so near, I can smell it, I can taste it, I am excited. First thing that made me excited in years. With that, my soul correction will be underway. P.S. I wrote this article in 2013. And yesterday in the context workshop I realized what is the trigger before the trigger. It is the self-concern for the self-image. You see, mine is that I am smart. And if I am smart, I don't even have to look, winning is guaranteed. I have, thus far, conquered, tamed this sucker 30%. Is this the best I can hope for? No, but this is where I am at. Did the custom activator work? Yeah, but as it is my soul correction, it is uncorrectable. The activator got me to where I can make myself stop and look. That I would not be able to do without the custom activator training me. It is 2022. I first wrote this article back in 2013. That is when I first had the soul correction workshop. And yesterday, in the context workshop, I finally saw the trigger before the trigger. I saw that unless that is disabled, at least some of the time, nothing will happen differently, you'll end up where you are heading. So where are you heading? I was heading to live a life on a roller coaster, always on the edge because of my own thoughtlessness. Most of you are heading towards living life as a dog wagged by its tail, as an effect. And the tail is that trigger before the trigger. In yesterday's context class we looked at that trigger before the trigger. It is embedded deep in the psyche of the person. It acts like the main concern for the continuity of the self. Notice that self is the lower self. Not the higher self that will do great things in the world. Not the self that will allow you to love yourself. No, not that. The lower self, that we can call the energy of the ego. The energy of the triangle sitting on its side. Resisting any and all movement. Disallowing all fun, all growth, everything it deems threatening to its survival. So what is it? It is a self-image that says something like this, mine, I am smart therefore I don't even have to look to do great things or to know. Here are a few from participants for yesterday's workshop. I am brilliant and talented. Therefore I never have to learn anything new. I can just sail through life, and what I want will come to me. Hey! I am special. I don't ever have to put out, because I am special. Bah, I feel slighted. I didn't get what I wanted when I cried as a baby. Eventually, if I complain a lot, I will get my due. I am more than others. But I won't let them know. I'll just judge them in my head. On the outside I will be subservient, but I'll know the truth. So what should you do now if you recognize that something is holding you back, something has your foot nailed to the floor, that you can neither dance nor run? You are stuck. My first suggestion would be the freedom courses. But that is too much to commit to for a ranked beginner. The second best suggestion is to do the soul correction workshop with an added session where we'll work on the last piece I didn't get in 2013. And the third best option is the custom activator. For me it was patience. For some of my students from yesterday it would be humility. Or flexibility. Or bringing courage to life. Pick your activator. Go to www.yourvibe.me/avatar2.